God is the Father to the fatherless. God is the Father to the fatherless. He will love, guide, and protect you. God is the Father to the fatherless. This is Scott with Mentor Me Ministries, mentoring fatherless boys for Jesus Christ. We have a great show for you today, and here is our founder and president, Bobby Solomon.
Hello, this is Bobby Solomon. Hi, friends, and hi to any of the fatherless boys that are listening. Today, we're going to talk to the men, the mentor candidates, the potential men that could mentor fatherless boys in the name of Jesus Christ. And I talk to you, my brothers, specifically about Fatherless Day and the need for fatherless boys to have Christian father figures in their lives. I want to cite for you Timothy, Paul's beloved son, Timothy. And we have some verses from 2 Timothy. First, though, I want to give our 800 number in case anybody has any questions. You can call us and ask questions or comments or feedback. The number is 800-787-5044. 800-787-5044. Again, 800-787-5044. Text or call the number. My Christian brothers, fatherless boys need to be visited by Christian men. If you look at the verse James 1:27, it says that pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction and to keep oneself unspotted from the world. It's to visit the fatherless and widows, and specifically because the ministry work of this radio show is for fatherless boys, we take the fatherless boys part of the verse. It's to visit the fatherless boys in their affliction. That doesn't mean that fatherless girls don't need to be visited. They do. But the fatherless girl oftentimes has her mother as an example, unless she is completely an orphan. But the fatherless boy doesn't have a man. When we look in 2 Timothy, we want to read about Timothy, and Paul talks about Timothy. Now, we cannot assume, without knowing for sure, that Timothy's father was not in his life, or that he was dead, or just maybe he never knew his father. We don't know any of those things. Maybe he's had a great relationship with his father, but his father was not mentioned, nor his grandfather. Let's read Timothy from 2 Timothy, verse 1. Let's start there. And we'll read it all the way through verse 7. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, according to the promise of life, which is in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, a beloved son. Grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God whom I serve with a pure conscience as my forefathers did, as without ceasing I remember you in my prayers night and day, greatly desiring to see you, being mindful of your tears, that I may be filled with joy when I call to remembrance the genuine faith that is in you, which dwelt first in your grandmother Lois, your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded is in you also. Therefore I remind you to stir up the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Paul was a mentor to Timothy, who maybe didn't have a father figure in his life. And I want to cite three things from Timothy and Paul's teaching of Timothy, his leadership, his mentoring of Timothy. Three things I would like to mention. Firstly, that Paul gave Timothy structure in his ministry, that he gave him leadership in his life as a man for Jesus, and he gave him fatherly love. And there's other examples that I'm going to give you than the verses I'm going to give you, my Christian brothers, but these are just some verses that spell that out. Let's take the first item, he gave him structure in his ministry, and take a look at 2 Timothy 4, verses 1 through 5. I charge you therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and teaching. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the truth, and be turned aside to fables. But you be watchful in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. He gave Timothy structure in ministry. 2, he gave him leadership in his life as a man for Jesus. And if we go to Timothy chapter 4 again, verses 19 to 21, Paul is leading Timothy, as he did throughout all the scriptures here, 1 Timothy and 2 Timothy, he's leading Timothy on what to do as a man of God. He says, greet Prissa and Aquila and the household of Onesiphorus. By the way, I'm sorry if I pronounce these names wrong. I'm trying. Greet Prissa and Aquila and the household of Onesiphorus. Erastus stayed in Corinth, but Trophimus I have left in Miletus sick. Do your utmost to come before winter. He's giving him very clear leadership on what to do as a man of God in Christ, which Timothy was and is. And he says, Eubulus greets you, as well as Pudens, Linus, Claudia, and all the brethren. He's saying that greet them and do your utmost to come before winter. He's giving him clear leadership on what to do. That's what a father figure does. And so now, number 3, he gave him fatherly love. And I want to go back to the first chapter of Timothy in the second verse. This is from the second Timothy letter, the second Timothy, this chapter 1, verse 2. To Timothy, a beloved son. He calls him his beloved son. And all throughout the scriptures, in 1 Timothy and 2 Timothy, he loves him like a son. In 1 Timothy, he refers to him again in such a manner. And if you look at 1 Timothy in chapter 1, at verse 2, Paul says, to Timothy, a true son in the faith. He loves him as a son. He shows it in the encouragement of his writing, the mentorship, the father figuring he's giving to him. So, men of God, my Christian brothers, I want to say there's a special day this year that God gave to all of us, and he gave it through prayer in this ministry, Mentor Me Ministries, which is for fatherless boys. It's Christian men mentoring fatherless boys for Jesus. That the day before Father's Day every year is called Fatherless Day. It's a day that the fatherless boy and the single mom families can celebrate, because they can't celebrate Father's Day if the father is not in the household. And the fatherless boy and girl, but in this case, the fatherless boy so much needs a Christian mentor, men as in man, mentor in his life to be a father figure like Paul was to Timothy, to give him structure, to give him leadership, and to give him fatherly love, all in the name of Jesus Christ, to give him fatherly love. because he is fatherless, he needs fatherly love that he's not getting. And then what happens when the fatherless boy, even younger than Timothy, I'm assuming here Timothy's a man, I don't know what age, maybe a young man, even a fatherless boy 4 or 5 years old or younger, or 9 or 10, or in his teens, when you give him fatherly love, when you give him structure, leadership, and fatherly love, I don't say give him fatherly love with a bunch of hugs and kisses. Don't do that, because you're not his real biological dad, and people might be skeptical and go, what are you doing? Fatherly love in the attention that you care about him, to help him in his life, to answer any questions he might have, to share the gospel with him, to encourage him, to pray for him. That's fatherly love. To take him out to play baseball or something, that's fatherly love. To take him with another man and another fatherless boy or a group of fatherless boys and Christian men to a ball game or to bowling or fishing or camp or something like that. And if you do it in a group, make sure you fingerprint all your guys. Make sure that you do a background check. Do it right. But mentor fatherless boys for Jesus for Fatherless Day. And the best way to do this is to get together with your church and have a Fatherless Day event. And you might say, well, where are the fatherless boys? How do we find them? They're all over your neighborhood. They're everywhere, and they even come to your church sometimes, and you may not know it. All you need to do is put some flyers together, get the word out, post the flyers around, have a phone number, and have them call the single mom grandmothers, whoever's raising them, and pretty soon you'll have your list of fatherless boys to mentor to. Maybe you know a fatherless boy that lives down the street. Maybe you should invite him and his mother or grandmother, brothers and sisters, to come over for dinner with you and your family. Bless fatherless boys this year for Fatherless Day, the way that Paul blessed Timothy, as written in his letters to Timothy, because of his love for Jesus Christ, coming in the image of God, coming in the image of Abba, Father, God, to be a father figure to Timothy, who needed one, needed direction, needed structure, needed leadership, needed fatherly love. That will pay humongous dividends and fruit for this fatherless boy. If he knows the gospel and he receives Jesus, his whole life will be changed. He'll be saved, he'll go to heaven, and he'll have joy and peace in his life. Help him out. Give him a Bible. Sign that Bible. Tell him how important and special he is. And have Fatherless Day for fatherless boys this year. Again, call us up for any questions. 800-787-5044. 800-787-5044. And also, find our Facebook page. We're going to post some wonderful things there, and we do have posted. Go to mentorme.org, mentorme.org, and click on our Facebook page. God bless you all. Mentorme.org. Mentor Me Ministries, 800-787-5044. James 1:27, pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in her affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. Fatherless Day, Saturday, June 17th, 2023. Won't you do something for fatherless boys and their single mom families this year for Fatherless Day? Help them to be encouraged in their lives. Help them to be loved by Jesus. Show them the love of Abba Father through the power of the Holy Spirit. Encourage them. Share the gospel. Lead them to Jesus. Pray for them. Pray with them to be saved in Jesus. And if they are already our little brothers, because they are believers, and their mothers, and their families, and their sisters, then we really need to come alongside them as well and love them as our Christian family too. Not just potentially if they don't know the Lord, but if they do, they are our family. Do something for Fatherless Day for Fatherless Boys and Single Mom Families, June 17th, 2023. God bless you.